Hi, it's Bonnie Simmons, and this is the coordinating committee call, and I will take roll. Wendy? Wendy Strell?
Yes, here.
Sorry. Sherry Gendelman?
Present.
Nia Bediako?
Present.
Bonnie Hicks?
Here.
Is there anybody else on the call?
Bonnie Simmons.
And myself. Is there anybody else on the call?
Not yet, but that's quorum.
Okay.
Well, who else is, can you just say who's supposed to be here?
Yeah,
don't know?
Jamie, Asiya, and Sarv.
Oh,
my
okay.
guess is that Sarv ain't coming.
And Ambrose.
And Ambrose, sorry.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so go ahead, Bonnie.
You'll have to fill me in with hand signals, Sherry.
Okay, so we want to set the agenda and logistics for, is that the hand signals you mean?
Yes.
Okay, we want to set the agenda and logistics for the in-person meeting. I have received emails from people. I'm not going to locate them now because I'm not exactly, I have 900 emails. So I'm going to add those items to the agenda. But I think some of the big things are orientation. And everybody, after I say my stuff, everybody just say your stuff so we know how to do it. Some people have said they're going to be arriving a little bit late on Friday afternoon, so critical stuff should not be done then. And I think that the orientation, I don't know, guys, we could do it either in the afternoon from 2 to 4, because Friday nights traditionally are the report from the station and then the visit to the station. So if we did an orientation, and there are two components to the orientation as I see it. One is to tell people what their responsibilities are and give them the board packet and the bylaws, et cetera. The other one is a legal thing from Dan, telling them the legal obligations, responsibilities, and rights of board members. So if you guys have anything else that you think should be included in an orientation, speak now.
Well, what about finances?
Well, we're going to have a financial report, and so that's not part of an orientation. But the finances will be on the agenda most of Saturday.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think finances are part of an orientation. Does anybody disagree with me? Yeah, go ahead, Nia.
I said a thing about the orientation, and I think maybe it's kind of hard to simplify how to read the statement. I think there needs to be an orientation of how to read some of these statements that the national office puts out.
Okay, but that's different from than an orientation to being a member of the board. So we could have an orientation to reading financial statements when we get the financial report. But
it'll be there.
Lonnie, go ahead.
Well, we will have one, Sherry, there, a financial statement to go over. And I was thinking also around fiduciary responsibilities for board people, where maybe Dan will cover that.
Dan will cover that.
Definitely.
I would like to cover what the job of the CFO is, because I think there's been a lot of confusion around that. I'd like to
You can do that when you do your financial presentation?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Here's another issue, guys. As you know, we have, and Wendy, don't say I told you so yet. We have a non-functioning secretary. We are actually have never received the minutes for the meetings that the secretary that was appointed performed or attended. We now have a new person. This new person has turned around the minutes in compliance with California state law in a very quick and efficient manner. It is possible that we can, at the meeting, a new member may volunteer to become the secretary, but until officers are elected, the person acting as our secretary now, Donna, has agreed to come to the board meeting. She would stay with a friend. She's secured a low-cost flight. I just think she's been terrific, and I'd like the sense of this group now in terms of that.
It sounds very reasonable to me.
We need it.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Wendy. Are you on mute?
Wendy?
Did we lose Wendy?
Sorry, I'm talking away.
Oh, okay.
So is she doing this as a volunteer all this time?
Yes, all the time. And she's agreed to do it for another year.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but the only thing, she's been pretty good, huh, Wendy?
She rocks.
Yeah, the only thing is that we're going to pay for her flight, and she's found like a $300 flight from New York.
Fabulous.
So I'm just going to make an executive decision that we're going to bring her and then propose that the board continue her. I mean, she seems quite nice and very efficient. I don't even care if she's not nice, but nice wouldn't hurt in this organization. So if
since the secretary doesn't officially have to come from the board...
No, she doesn't.
It would seem to me... First of all, I can't imagine anyone complaining about you having her come to do the meeting until we actually elect a secretary.
Uh-huh.
But when it comes time to elect a secretary, having put her out there as a possibility, if there really were someone on the board that wanted to be nominated or nominate someone else, then I think we would just have an election.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Yeah, and it would still have been good money spent just to have the possibility of... believe me, she's going to be it.
Okay. Yeah, most normal people. Ah, well, that's the problem there. Okay. So, all right, so then that's done.
Sherry?
Mm-hmm.
Did you want me to cheer?
I'm sorry. Isn't that how you cheer, that I just burst in whenever I want to?
Probably not.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I would like to just go over for a moment the organization of things getting done so that everyone gets to the meeting and has a place they're staying.
Okay.
I know that Grace put out an email that said that she was coordinating people staying at people's houses. I'm just a little bit concerned that everybody thinks someone else is doing everything. And I know that we have virtually no people around at the national office that, you know, have time or can do this. There just aren't people there right now. Unless, Lonnie, do you think that Christine can do any stuff?
I don't think so. She's inundated, I'm inundated, and that's all we really have. Except maybe I could get Donna to help out, as backup, but not the lead.
So how are we intending to develop board books?
I got an email from somebody today. I didn't even respond to it about the board books, but I will answer them tomorrow. I'm going to try to keep them really skinny. But, you know, everybody, I mean, the bylaws are online, and one of the things we could do is a cost-cutting and forest-cutting, saving idea is, oh, my God, is that we could, not print out the bylaws into the book, and then for those people who have access online, ask them to do that, and then take orders for the bylaws, like maybe have two copies of the bylaws. Because I remember my first book, it was huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we don't use them much beyond that because they're difficult to traipse around with.
And we get them in the middle of the meeting.
Right. So I wonder what we should include in the book then.
Are we asking people for reports?
Yes. There would be committee reports. I'm going to, the other thing is each station does a report in addition to the presentation of the GMs that I believe Sean is going to present. What else, guys?
last year, you know, one thing that I found really helpful last year was that there was a list of all the motions that had been passed by the PNB. Now, I know that that, in some sense, exists at Pacifica.org. But
we have them up till 2006.
Yeah, I know.
Compiled them.
And then we're sort of screwed. Well, so usually, Lonnie, it seems to me from past experience that it was Christina who put out the request for reports.
We can do that, you know, as long as we, you know, have an idea of what's going to be requested. She can help with that, and she's been trained, and I can work with her.
Cool. Do you guys think that we should go ahead and do that?
Yes.
Wait, but what other reports other than the GM reports?
The request for the committee reports.
Okay,
and
yeah.
And a report from the archives. You know, we usually go around the horn and have people.
Okay, yeah, the archives, yeah, definitely.
Right. So we should figure that you're going to talk to Christine and we'll get that kind of going?
Lonnie?
Yes. As long as we have a good, an all-inclusive list about what goes in the book.
Okay.
And we need an agenda, too, you know, timing.
Right. Once we say everything that we want, then we're going to figure out where to put everything, and then I'll try to allocate times. Remember, the agenda, sorry for the water, guys, the agenda is subject to approval there, so we're going to sort of allocate loose times.
Sherry?
Sorry.
So if you guys don't mind, could we just spend another minute on getting people there? All right. It's my impression that Grace is working on coming up with places that some people may want to stay. Has a notice gone out to everybody with Becky's information?
No. This is Gia, Madam Chair.
I think that someone needs to contact Becky and give her the okay. That was my understanding from a couple of days ago.
I tried to book my flight the very next day after I got elected, and she knows me, but she still said that she hadn't been authorized to do it yet.
Right.
Okay, so Lonnie, what do we do?
Yeah, she will check with me, and I authorize it, you know, everyone. That's how she does it.
Okay.
But can you tell her that
it's time for us to be booking flights so that we get in before 14 days, Lonnie?
Yeah, I can do that as long as, just working from the list of current board members. That's one issue we have to sort of settle. You got current board members and new board members, and I need those names and
only re-elected members are allowed to fly. People who...
I can give you the names of the board members who have been elected. We don't have names from New York.
New York is the only place, right?
Okay.
Would that be helpful if I emailed you that?
Yeah, that would be great. We need to know who the new people are.
Okay, because we only have 2 days left to book these flights or 3 days before we hit 14 days.
Yeah, if you get them to me tomorrow, I'll get them to Becky.
I will email you that when we get off the call tonight.
Okay, that's great.
She stays up late, you know.
Who's that, Becky or me?
Yeah, she does.
to Lonnie for Becky. Okay, cool. So my understanding is that the Zubri at the station has located an inexpensive hotel. But we need to get info to the board members as to, how much it would be if they want to have a single room. I think that you're not going to really know from people what they want to do until they're given the information as to what their options are.
Right.
So how might we go about that?
If I could suggest, I think that maybe Grace would actually take the lead with that. I mean, as far as I know, she's available during the day and stuff. If we, maybe we could just ask her to be in charge of that. I haven't said that to her or anything, but I know that the national office is busy.
Yeah.
I mean, unless Donna going to do it because she's done it before, but right. I'm sure she's extra busy compared to usual.
Well, she's also at less time.
Is this Nia Bunny?
Yeah, Nia.
Yeah. Is there a way to get the names of the people whose houses are available?
You know, I saw one email from Grace that said five people at her house. I thought another one of the people, now don't jump on me if I'm wrong here, I'm just from memory. I thought she said that maybe one was Leslie Radford's house, and the third one, I'm just not hitting it. Maybe I'll find it here in my emails. And I thought she said that there were, thus far, there were 12 spaces.
Okay. Well, may I ask a follow-up question, Madam Chair?
Certainly.
What's the name of the hotel?
Don't know that part.
Okay.
I only know about this because I work with a hotel chain that also owns hotels in L.A. I had found a rate for us, but the hotel that I found was farther away from the meeting space than the one that Zubri apparently came up with. So between the two of us, we decided that it probably made more sense to go with the one he had. So... what can we just have some kind of little... Sherry, do you want to talk to Grace about it?
Sure.
I mean, somebody just has to kind of take the...
Wendy?
It could be anybody.
Why doesn't Wendy do it?
Because I'm like got two little kids and I go to work all... Well, you go to work all day, too, I know.
I'll volunteer. Is this a simple email asking her to do what?
We just, or maybe it's not Grace, but they have been kind enough to come up with a bunch of information and places for people to stay. I'm just feeling really uncomfortable, and you guys can slap me down if you think I'm just being OCD.
No, you're being good.
I'm really uncomfortable that nobody's really dealing with the pieces of this here.
Okay. So, Nia, may I speak?
Yes, Sherry.
Email Grace. Say we need the names and locations and numbers of people in the Signal area who are providing their homes for PMB members, and we need the hotel so we can make our reservations. The contact information for the hotel.
Name of people, location.
Names of the people who are going to provide housing outside of a commercial system.
Okay, neighborhood hotel. And will she coordinate all of this?
Well, ask her.
Tell her I volunteered her.
Yes, tell her that the committee selected she was the most appropriate person to coordinate the entire thing.
Okay.
And I think what we're going to have to do is once it has settled down and we know how many people's houses are really available, somebody needs to coordinate with Zubri so that he knows how many rooms he's trying to get from this hotel.
All right. I want a room. That's one.
I want a room.
What is Zubri? Zubri the hotel?
Zubri
he's
Fields,
the guy.
Zubri Fields is the operations director at KPFK.
How do you spell what's his name?
Z-U-B-E-R-R-I.
And his last name is Fields, like Sally Fields.
Point of information, it's a Best Western.
Oh, thank you, John.
Good work, John.
Sure.
Well, Bonnie?
Yes.
Normally the way this works is that the national office reserves a certain number of rooms. I don't think Zubri can do it, or I don't know, unless they're doing it and then are reimbursed by National. I don't know how that works.
You know what?
Well,
I'll reserve a room and put it on my credit card, and then National can reimburse me somewhere in the not-too-distant future.
All right. The other detail that I think, and I guess we'll get farther with this once we've had a chance to speak to Grace. Sorry, Grace. The other detail that I can see in setting this up is Grace is suggesting that because there are a lot of places where people can go eat near the meeting venue, that we do a per diem rather than have meals brought in. Do people have a feeling about that?
Yes, I do. Mia?
Go ahead.
From the Newark meeting that we had, it is much easier to have the food brought in because some people's clocks, you know, are a little bit behind. Some people's clocks are ahead. You have 22 people wandering about looking for a place to eat. And normally we are so pressed for time. I think by the time we wait for folks, I think it's more convenient and more organized if the food is brought in.
Wendy?
Wendy, go ahead.
I'm just wondering, this is some kind of a women's center, I guess. It's not, usually we're in a hotel.
Right.
And so I just wonder, I mean, I kind of think I've done it every different way, and I've also been stuffed to death at PNB meetings because we're, you know, you have to schedule the food in advance and, you know, not going, I eat more there than I do in my normal life. So, anyway, I don't know. I kind of wonder if we shouldn't defer to the people who live there who've checked this all out, or if is it even okay? Like in Houston, we bring the food into these community centers or wherever we are.
Right.
That may be a possibility, but you need a bunch of volunteers to help.
Yeah, I am mostly concerned about it because the minute you say, okay, we're going to reconvene back here in half an hour,
yeah.
If you're having people leave the building, it means it's an hour.
Yeah. Even if they're in the building.
Yep.
did anybody present us with a cost estimate? Did anybody search out... or present us with, hey, I know a really good caterer, and they'll feed all of you for $4, or...
No, but I don't think it's gone that far.
All right. So,
and I don't think anybody
there's time.
Really expect it to have gone that far.
Nia, in your email to Grace, would you ask her to delegate to someone else, scouting out a caterer to bring in at least two meals? I think we should all maybe be responsible for breakfast. We could have the meeting start slightly later and save the breakfast money, and then lunch and dinner. How does that
sound? Sounds good.
How does that sound with everybody?
That's fine.
Sounds fine to me.
Early risers. I don't know California. I don't know.
Well, especially, look, if you've got 12 or 14 people staying at people's houses, then, I mean, the real problem is going to be transportation, I think. So, yeah, they can eat there. I think you're right on the no breakfast.
Okay, so maybe what we need to do about all this, and it will all fall in place, is we just need to have some conversations with Grace and Leslie and anyone else who might be helping in L.A. Shall we move to the actual meeting agenda?
Yes.
All right, so... as far as we've gotten is that we know that we want to have an orientation on Friday, and I guess you've gotten communication from some folks, Sherry, that not everyone will be in until what time do you think is a reasonable time?
Well, the only person so far who's actually mentioned it was Carolyn. She didn't want anything critical. So, you know, in terms of an orientation, maybe I'll send out a thing today, but it's only going to be the old board and not the new board about what time people are arriving on Friday. Because if it's just Carolyn, I mean, she's oriented to the board. And then we might be able to get the orientation done about, I think we should start not later than 12 on Friday unless people have a different opinion.
Well, let's get one thing straight. Is Pacifica, well, I guess half of us at least are going to be in some town, so it won't be an issue. But we do want people to try and get there on Thursday night, right?
Yes. Okay. I'm going to get there on Thursday. I'm actually going to get there on Wednesday night to see my cousin.
Well, I can't come on Thursday night because I'm on pitching on Fun Drive.
But at least you're in California, so you can fly there in an hour.
I'm just going to jump on a Southwest flight, and it'll be fine.
Yeah.
I'm driving.
Okay. Oh, good. So you'll have a car.
That's right.
We can hit a ride with
That's
you.
That's right.
You
can drive to a
bar.
Yeah, but who's going to be the designated driver then, Wendy?
All right. So
because I think it would be really helpful if we could put out the email to, we need to reach the new board members.
Yeah.
And we need to fill them in on contacting Becky and what
There are new board members in L.A., three of them. There are two new ones in Texas.
Yeah.
And in Berkeley, there's one new one. And in New York, we don't know. And in D.C., there are two new ones. So
that's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. So it would be good for them to at least have a handle on what time this is starting on Friday so they know when they have to be there.
All right.
We all need to know that.
So, what do you guys think? 12, 2? Remember that Friday afternoon at about 5 o'clock is the station report and then the trip to the station at night.
Sherry?
Nia? Bonnie?
Bonnie.
Go ahead. No, that's fine. There's only 5 of us. I think it's fine if we just continue on. We seem to be doing okay.
Okay. I know Sherry said, well, it's traditional to have a station report on Friday night. It's not necessarily traditional. We've done it that way last time. I don't know even if it was the time before. But the way it has been traditional is that the public PNB meeting would start like at 6 o'clock on Friday night.
Uh-huh.
And then we've morphed it into doing more stuff on Friday, but that should really be, like we said, some kind of board training,
mm-hmm.
Executive session kind of stuff with our, like legal briefing, like you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
And just don't want to do too much where the public can't be there because they're at work. So
okay, so that's a good suggestion. So we'll do board training and some executive session stuff on Friday. Then it usually begins at 5?
Six, I think.
Why don't we do the orientation from 1 to 5?
Okay.
And then have a break, and then start the public session at 6. What do you guys think?
This is Nia. I have a suggestion. I think we should do the orientation when everybody is there. This way it is not said that, people didn't know that. That's my humble suggestion. And during that time, we should have the confidentiality agreements re-signed. And there needs to be a form that says, how people self-identify. I think those things should be.
You mean as for race?
Yes, during orientation. I know in work. Somebody put one on my seat, and then it says there was a name on there. I think we need to do that. So if one person is going to be missing, I humbly suggest that we do it on Saturday when everybody is there, especially if Dan is going to be speaking.
Well, maybe we could have those late in the afternoon on Friday. I would think most people are going to be there then.
What time did Carolyn say she would be in, Jerry?
I don't remember.
How long does it take to New York? It's like 6 hours.
Yeah, but you get 3 hours back.
That's right. Okay, so all she said was that she works in Philadelphia on Thursdays and has to go all the way back to New York and then come all the way back out to California.
Right.
So, anyway, I think what we really need to do, though, is demand, or, strongly urge that people get there on Thursday night. The best way to do that is to give the impression that something important is happening in the morning. I don't know. I really want some kind of a board training that's, just regular board, No, yep. Your kind of legal duties as a trustee of a nonprofit, and then also, you know, Pacifica specific, because we're so weird, and then legal briefing, like you said. But if we started at 1, it just seems kind of late to me. Mm-hmm. I think Sandra Rolling won't be able to be there until Friday night either.
Who?
Sandra Rolling, our new KPFT member, who actually was on the board in 2007. She's back for 2009.
So those are two people.
Two.
I really don't see the harm in doing it on Saturday when everybody's there. When are we going to have a session?
Okay, the only thing I'm really concerned with is I would think we have a good... We need a long time to work on finance.
Yeah.
We have a number of other issues that we're going to have to hash through, and we have to elect officers. We have to elect people to committees. You know, this first meeting is always pretty much a rodeo.
Housekeeping, yeah.
I'm just leery of scheduling the orientation on Saturday because I think what will happen is that we'll get into the meeting on Friday and we'll all get stuck in the glare of the headlights of all of the actual issues that we have in front of us, and we're going to keep moving it.
Right, and we also owe it to this public that might want to come to not be doing stuff like that when it's their time, you know, when it's time for business. What time can you be there, Bonnie, if you have to fly there?
What time
there
can I be there? I'm not really somebody to worry about because I can, you know, I can be there. I'm ready to go anytime after 11 in the morning.
11?
I just have to get down.
Oh, you're ready to, I see.
I mean,
you can be there by 11. You can be ready to go by 11.
Yeah,
ready
if I absolutely had to, I could be there by 10.
Okay. All right, so you're suggesting 1 o'clock. And then that will have people have already eaten their lunch or whatever, and we start the meeting at 1. Right?
Yeah. I was just throwing something out to kind of get it greased here.
And when would we do the election?
What election? For
officers?
Chair?
Yeah. For the officers.
We could do it right now.
We could, you know, what we've done a lot in the past was just have, you know, for one thing, our chair from 2008 is going to be back. We can either have her be the chair for the first few hours or elect a pro tem chair and come back to the chair election any time during the weekend.
Right.
The idea is not to get too hung up on little stuff at the beginning.
All right, so do you guys want to go through more?
Yes.
Nia, are you still really uncomfortable with the orientation on Friday?
It's not that I'm uncomfortable, but I just if everybody could benefit from it, so no one says, well, I wasn't here, I didn't understand, I didn't know. That's my only concern. I think it is that important. Just based on my experience for the past 12 months, that it is critical, and that's why I made the suggestion that people are oriented to what their roles and responsibilities are as a board member.
Can you help us to try and get people to actually be there when the meeting starts?
You mean to go and pick them up or something?
Just, you know, let's...
I think the coordinating committee to send out an email after tonight that we have a rough draft of the agenda. We're still accepting items. This is to let you know that the meeting will begin promptly at 1 o'clock. And all members are expected to be there on time, with some exceptions or leniency granted for employment or, you know, death in the family, is what I think we should say. Really, just we'll send out a thing tonight.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm in.
All right. You guys want to go with 1? You want to go with noon? What do you want?
Noon is okay with me.
Noon's okay with me.
Let's do noon.
Noon.
Yep. Yeah, yeah, the earlier the better. Then they'll get there at 1.
Noon. So noon to 5, and then a break, and then 6 p.m. we start with the regular public session.
Right.
Sounds great.
On Saturday night.
Sherry, public comment.
Have you already heard from Sean that indeed he wanted to do a visit to the station on Friday night, or are you just guessing?
I talked to him about it, but I'll email him again tonight.
Okay, cool.
Well, let's just pencil it in. If it doesn't work, we'll do it Saturday night.
I do like the station visit on Friday. It kind of gives us
Me too.
More of a foundation.
Yeah, it's
weekend.
Nice.
Yeah.
Me too. Okay, cool. Then, what is reasonable, considering that people are not staying where the meetings are, for a start time for the meeting on Saturday morning?
Well,
what time
given our cost-cutting decision about breakfast, the meeting should start either at 9:30 or 10.
Okay, my suggestion would be to start 10 on Saturday, and then maybe move it up a little earlier on Sunday, because we always get jammed on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Because people have to leave to take flights.
Okay.
Okay, so can I just, why is it that we want to start at 10?
Because you wanted to have people have breakfast where they were?
No, I want them to get up earlier and have breakfast where they are and be there at 9. And then they're probably late, so it might be 9:30, but they'll, if you say 10, then they're probably
all
late.
Right.
It'll,
okay.
She's right.
Point taken. Okay, 9 a.m. on Saturday.
Okay.
And then we work till 1 and take a break. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then,
I don't care if it's 12 or 1.
Right. And then pick up at 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go till we stop. Because that's
the
what
best coordinating
to do
committee
before.
Ever.
And I guess, what are we trying to really get into Saturday? Lonnie? Hey, Lonnie? Did we lose him?
No.
Well, he might have had to step away for a minute, or he might be on mute. Or
pound, pound one.
Yeah, I'm back on.
Hi. I knew he wasn't too far.
Lonnie, what is your feeling about how long you think we should at least be scheduling for finance?
Well, no matter what we say we're going to do, it usually is a minimum of about 3 hours, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because one thing that we may have to do is do a report out on each the financial situation with each station.
Right.
And because we're in that sort of situation where news is not going to be good, and the questions will be many, so I'm thinking about 3 hours. We usually, I guess, run anywhere from 3 to 5 or 3 to 6 or 1 to 4.
Okay. Should we, do you guys think from your experience that we should be hitting the finance stuff early on Saturday, or is there a reason to have it later?
This is Wendy.
Go ahead, Wendy.
I don't think that there's anything more important that we could do the entire weekend than do this finance stuff. So, I mean, I wonder, I know why we do the committee elections and all that stuff in person at the first meeting, because then you don't have to mail them and well, because it's the anonymous vote and all that stuff, but, I mean, I really wonder if we couldn't just put all that stuff off, because the local station boards, well, this year there wasn't an election, but each station always makes us wait, or all 5 of them together, we have to wait a couple of months before they elect all their people. So it just seems like maybe a kind of a waste of our time to be doing all those committee elections at the first meeting. But I don't know. I mean, at least then you don't have to do all that mailing and stuff.
Okay. Sherry.
Sherry, go ahead.
I also want to say that another, I think, important thing is that the general managers are going to be ready to present their report. And the report includes what they've identified to be national programming, some of their new fundraising policies that they will institute. It addresses audience, falling audience, and the new technologies. So that and legal, we certainly need a legal session. Dan is pretty efficient when he briefs us on the not only what the board obligations are, but it's going to be an executive session in terms of the outstanding, you know, legal challenges to the foundation or lawsuits. All of those should be thought of to be included in Saturday's agenda as well, because they're the meat of the foundation. And I think in terms of the general managers, that much of what they have to present is going to be, certainly the narrative will be dire, but also much of what they have to present will be exciting and inspiring, so, in my opinion. So those,
they're
those,
not coming, right?
No, just Sean is going to be there. He and Brian DeShazer will present.
Okay.
Glenda might come down. If she does, then she'll, you know, come down from KPFA's dime and join them in presenting.
All right, so we have three main... You know, last year, Wendy, when we came to committee elections, I don't remember it taking very much time.
Well, a lot of them were set up ahead of time, and I wish every station would do that. There was just few that were contentious.
I mean, maybe we can kind of put it out to people ahead of time.
Maybe we can do it on Sunday. No, I just don't want to take prime time. No, we really need to spend time on this finance stuff.
I think that's a really good idea. I think we should put those to Sunday, because then people can have enough time to meet as a group from a station and kind of figure out what they're thinking as far
as KPFT, we already know who all ours are going to be.
I don't think ours are going to be very hard. So
encourage your boards to do that, too, ahead of time.
Yep.
The other thing is that you have to have public comment every day.
Right.
And some of the legal, some of the finances, and a little bit of the national programming, except for one, you know, one thing, some of it may have to be an executive session. We might have that final one hammered out by the time we get there, and then it won't have to be. So we have to remember that we're going to go, we have to be in executive session for a bit of the day and public people.
What do you think is the least awkward? Is it to go into executive session at the beginning of the day and then and put the word out that we're going to have a specific time that we hope that we will be back in public session? I don't relish the idea when people come from their signal area to do public comment and then have to stand around in a hallway for 3 hours.
No. Yeah, you only gave us one choice, but we're with you, I think.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, the mornings, I think we should try and do the executive sessions in the mornings if we're going to have them.
Okay.
Probably Sunday morning for sure.
Right.
Because by then we'll know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And Friday, you know, Friday when we get our legal briefing, that would be an executive session. Board training, I wouldn't.
No.
I don't think, because we hope other people will get trained too.
Right.
legal briefing, yes, but maybe Sunday morning for sure we should schedule executive session, and you know we can make that at 9 or what or 8
yeah,
or whatever time we want, and that'll make people show up because they want to know what that is. Can't record it.
Some of the financial stuff is in executive session.
So do we need one? Saturday morning, too?
I mean, I think we do. If Lonnie, if we start with finances, then we should have, you know, whatever needs to be an executive session presented first, Lonnie, and then the rest of it. I mean, the dire situation is not executive session, but there may be employee issues, severance, how we're going to pay these people. Some of that stuff has to protect the foundation in the discussion of it. Sorry for washing my dishes.
Yeah, you hate that when we do it.
I do. I could mute, but then I can't talk and mute at the same time.
Okay. Well, you know, what might be reasonable, I've kind of taken notes of what everybody has said here.
Mm-hmm.
If you want me to, after we get off this call, I could rough in what we've just laid out and send it to the five of us.
Okay.
And
we'll send it to the whole committee.
Oh, to the committee, right.
Yeah, and allocate times if you can.
Yeah, I mean, I'll try, and I might call on you, actually call you, Sherry. And
no, I'm sorry, you know. I'm getting my phone unlisted.
Understand, guys, that we're going in, well, I mean, lots of people are mad at us. They think we have a lot of sessions that should be public, and at this point, we haven't really had any at all in a long time, but I mean, I disagree with them, but that is the perception. And then there's also a lot of mistrust of the PNB right now because people think that, you know, we've been talking about a loan and underwriting and all this stuff that is nefarious. And so we should really strive to not really have executive sessions if we can help it. I know some of it has to be, but really for finance, people will really argue, and they would be right, you know. Well, you know, maybe if you just tell us why we can't, if we can't pay our bills, we can help, you know. So we should try not to have executive sessions for finance if we don't have to, is all I'm trying to say.
Okay. And then what time can we go till 3 on Sunday?
You know, the past is prologue. People usually start doing an evaporating act somewhere around 2.
Yeah.
But you should say till 3.
Okay.
Just
cool.
Don't put anything critical on it.
Look, yeah. Look. Nobody has booked any flights yet if Becky wasn't authorized, so we can kind of tell them. But understand, since we're going back the other direction, that flights get that you lose those on the way back. So.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should tell people to try and stay until at least 3.
Sounds
knowing,
good.
Of course, that they'll do what they have to do.
Right. Okay, that sounds good.
One other thing.
Uh-huh.
It's a deadline. If we're talking about the 29th, then generally we try to get the material together and agenda and all the rest of it to go out the week before. So that I would be like to, you know, the 21st, 22nd, so we would be either that or we bring that board book with us or put
let's
it online.
Bring it let's bring it with us, Lonnie. I'm driving.
We'll put him in Sherry's car.
Put him in my car.
But Lonnie, you were going to have Christine write to the committee chairs, correct?
Yes.
Asking
and the GM.
And have a report. And the GMs.
And the Bryans.
Yeah. And then the affiliates might want to make a report. And
right.
So the question is, do you mail it? Do you put it on email and mail it out, or do you bring it with you?
You know, I don't think I've gotten one in the mail since 2004.
No, I think they should email them to Christine, let her print them out, and I'll carry the books in my car.
But also, okay. Lonnie, if they can be emailed to all of us,
mm-hmm.
the documents, just email them to us and then bring them in Sherry's car. That's really the best.
Right.
Yeah, I have emailed them.
I know.
I can do both. You can do both. And so I think email for people that really like to get it beforehand so they can read it is good.
Well, we should. We should make them read it.
Yeah. And then bring as many copies as is feasible as well. That sort of satisfies both types of persons.
Okay. And I assume John has got all of the tech stuff in hand.
He what?
I assume that John Armella has all the tech stuff in hand. So
yes, I've been on the phone streaming meetings every night for the last 199 days.
Right, exactly.
But just in case, I'll help him because, you know, I'm high tech.
All right. So wait, so let me just clarify this because what I just heard just now is, yes, we'll email him and, yes, we'll bring enough copies for those who don't get
right.
the email. So I think we have to probably still bring enough for everybody.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Email them and bring them. I really think
yeah. Well, we have
we're
going to
gonna save money on airfare because Sherry's going to drive them in her car.
And I, we have to have enough agendas there for everybody's agendas.
Well, that's going to change 20 times, but yeah.
Yeah, right.
And hopefully no. John will bring a printer.
Well, there'll be a printer. It's like a place.
Well, maybe the station could bring a printer. Maybe it's
I think and, they do all those things.
Are there others? Go ahead, Lonnie.
And just the deadline that we have to tell people what the deadline is for getting their report and so that we can call in all that.
All right, well, what's today? The 13th?
How long does it take you to get them printed, Lonnie?
It takes a couple of days.
Okay,
you know?
The deadline is the 20th.
All right.
20th is a kind of an important day. I would make it a different 20th. Day.
All right, the 21st.
22nd.
What happens on the 20th? No, I'm kidding.
My son's choir lessons were canceled for inauguration.
Oh, my God.
They didn't even just call it inauguration day. They called it the Barack Obama day.
Oh.
Yeah. How cute.
Yeah, the schools are so excited, you guys. It's really something.
Yeah, it is something. I've actually in all my life never seen anything quite like this.
Yeah, yeah.
I have to say, so...
Okay, what's our date?
The 22nd.
Okay, 22nd will
work
with.
Okay, because I'm going to leave on the 28th, I think, Lonnie.
Okay.
So I need him in my vehicle on that day.
On that day. Well, you know, the 22nd is a Thursday.
Yeah, and I'm going to be leaving, I think, the following Wednesday, the latest Thursday in the morning. Because I have to see my cute little cousin there, right?
Okay. One more time, Sherry. What's your latest date that you needed?
22nd. I need it no later than the 28th in case I can get out of my life on them, which is doubtful. But, you should have it ready by the 28th. And if I can do anything to facilitate it, let Bonnie know.
Oh, man.
All right, 28th is our deadline.
Yeah.
All right, so can I just ask a question? So here we are tonight, we're kind of coming up with a pretty broad agenda. We have a few more days. Well, I guess we have until the 22nd as well, right?
Right.
And we can suggest things by email.
Right.
Do we need to have another meeting of the coordinating committee?
To finalize it? That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Let's look and see what we got, though.
Oh.
Hold on. Okay.
Not the 18th, I'm going to Willie Nelson.
You are?
Yes.
That's so cute. Where is he going to be?
Willie Nelson at the Fillmore.
At the Fillmore.
Doing a week.
I didn't
hear
that.
He does a whole week every year, and I've never seen him.
Oh, okay.
I'm in love with him.
Okay. What if we met again on the 26th?
Cool.
That's Monday.
That's fine.
Is that good?
Okay, I can do that.
And send out a confirmation.
At 8:30 again?
Yeah.
Because I guess that means, that means it's a little tight, Lonnie. We'd be handing you the, does the agenda need to go in the book?
Yes.
We'd
Dude,
be handing
the agenda's
you
going to change no matter what.
A finished agenda on the night of the 26th. I guess that'd be okay, because you could take them to get them printed on the 27th.
Well, you could just,
We could do it last minute. You know, in-house.
Right. The agenda's not that big a deal.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
30 copies, one page, or three pages.
Right.
One page in a normal place.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll put out a notice that we're going to have another committee meeting on the 26th.
Okay. So are we done?
Are there other topics to go through beyond the PNB meeting? The live PNB meeting.
Before we go to I'm working on my own little thing to add to the board training. I don't know if it will happen, but I just wanted to tell you.
Hit us.
No, I don't have it yet. It's not my own little thing, but it would just be cool if it worked out.
Okay.
So, but I'll be back to you. I'll hit you back up.
Sherry? Does anyone have anything else on the in-person meeting?
Did you say Sherry?
Not on the in-person meeting, but I have something that I'd like to say before we leave.
Nia?
Yes. Sherry, did you contact Lisa about our next teleconference meeting for the 23rd?
Oh, shit, I didn't.
What meeting is that?
Well, you know, the racism and sexism meeting is posted for 7 p.m. And the P&B meeting is posted for 8:30.
I'm sending her an email anyway
But are you sure that's really a conflict? I mean, it's good to
let her
know.
That's an hour and a half.
But it might not be that much of a conflict.
I don't think that time is accurate because then the West Coast people will be meeting at 4.
Well, I don't know. I'm just going by what they put up on the KPFTX calendar.
Yeah, so I guess Sherry would have to verify that with her, but I don't.
I am going to write to her right now.
Okay, while Sherry's typing, can I ask a question?
Go.
On the, I know that we were just talking about minutes of the whole last year.
Excuse me, one second. Which date is it, the 23rd or the 20th?
I heard 23rd.
Okay, thanks.
23rd, you
said. Go ahead.
Are we saying that there's no chance we're going to get any of those minutes?
What do you think?
I mean, what were the conversations when
maybe
this would be better done?
Yeah, we're on stream, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
One other thing, I hate to bring it up, but can I speak?
Yeah, sure.
Unless we're gonna do something on the 23rd, 2 weeks on this loan thing ends on the 19th or so. Just wanted to.
Wow.
Put it on notice. We may have to deal with, what do you say to the bank? Just tell them bye-bye or whatever we end up deciding. We'll have to let them know what we're doing at some point.
Okay.
So the end of the 60 days is the 19th?
The 2-week extension.
Wait, the 60 days was... would be February 5th, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but in their process, they need 2 or 3 weeks to send it back to the loan committee after they get the 3 items from us.
Oh.
So that's how they have it booked. I know it's not a topic for this committee, but...
Is there a finance committee coming up?
You know, not that I'm aware of.
I'll write Mike now again.
Okay. If we send you a list of everybody that we know that's been elected to the PNB already, can you call back in tonight or email?
I think I know them all, but if you could send me people's emails, at least for your own people, that would be good. I know the names of everybody that's been elected.
Yeah, and if there's any way we can get contact information, that'll help Becky calling back and forth, too.
Right.
Well, but really, Lonnie, if we just can give them the information. I know that she told me, you know, the price won't change until Thursday, but the flights might be getting sucked up. So I would love to make my reservation tonight.
Sooner the better.
I know she works late. But even though she knows me very well, she couldn't book my flight because no one told her it was okay.
Yeah, Jeff, if you call her, I'll tell her current board members, and then we can save time that way.
Lonnie, if I book my flight myself, it's just a Southwest flight, can I just get reimbursed? I'm just trying to save us the cost of commission.
Yeah, receipts. You have the receipts. No problem.
If that's okay, if I just do that?
Sure.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to send you the KPFTs anyway.
Yeah, right. Well, if you would do that. I mean, obviously, I have KPFA. I sort of have contact information, I think, for the LA people.
LAW.
PFW, I probably have them all.
Okay.
They seem to be having a dispute there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an issue. So you sort of want to know who really should we approve to come. We, you know, that's always an issue at every one of these new January board meetings.
I guess, though, Lonnie, you know, if somebody did change out, then it would be like $100 difference, I guess, to somebody else's name on it.
No, you can't do that. You cannot put somebody else's name on a ticket.
Not even for the $100 change fee?
Nope.
Oh.
You can't change names. All you can do is change your own ticket.
Oh.
It depends on the airline.
How do you change it to Osama bin Laden?
If it's Southwest or JetBlue, you can do a refund. So that because Pacifica paid for the ticket, Pacifica would get everything back but the $100.
Mm-hmm.
But any other airline like United or American or Delta,
mm-hmm.
you cannot change names.
Southwest rocks,
yeah.
I have to say.
Southwest and JetBlue really rock that way.
Yeah.
I know because I deal with it all the time for the festival. So
I fly on one of the Nazi airlines, but it's okay.
What's a Nazi airline?
Well, the ones that are here that have lots of flights are not Southwest. That's all.
Right.
All right.
Okay. So anything else, guys?
No,
we got as far as we can go, I think.
Okay.
Send your agenda stuff to...
it's going to just be really loose. From
are
whatever...
you going to be, Bonnie, are you going to be like our acting chair until you're not?
If you want me to.
Oh, well, we do.
Yeah,
I
think
feeling.
We do.
well, you certainly know that it wasn't that I was grabbing at it.
Right.
I'll do it for a little bit here until we get ourselves situated otherwise.
Okay.
Okay.
Good turn.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.